Hi everyone, this is Anya, editor of LifeCoachingMagazine.net, and I want to share with you today an article that I wrote that I was very moved and very touched in my heart, and actually it feels like heart and soul work, to have had the great honor of meeting a gentleman who is the principal of my grandson's school here in Gilbert, Arizona. He's lovingly referred to as Mr. C. His proper name is Nanda Chamokas. Understandably, he's referred to as Mr. C. And I watched this man for a year embrace children coming and going from school. And it touched my heart so deeply, and I was felt moved to write this article. So I want to share this with you, and you can find it in the feature section called Everyday Life Coaching. And that feature section is inside the magazine. You just simply Google lifecoachingmagazine.net. So I wanted to share this with you. And the article has some beautiful pictures of his engaging with the children. So here we go. The title is A Principal's Principal Mission. Hugs. My heart beating with joy while I was feeling trepidation for the unknown. I focused on the excited hand of my grandson being gently held in my right hand, balanced by my granddaughter's tender soft fingers in my left hand. We walked together as one on the sun-kissed path toward the school that would initiate many years of academic learning for him, along with many valuable social skills and relating skills. While walking this path toward the iron bars that surrounded the school in protection of the children, I flashed back on the first 5 years of my grandchild's life. His whole life was lived, embraced in the safety of family. Now, just outside the school building, I had no idea that his first lesson, which absolutely could never be taught from a book, was just about to be received. Gently letting go of my very familiar hand, as if mesmerized by an innate knowing, he walked into the open arms of an embrace from a man he has never met, recognized by the many who know him simply as Mr. C. In a world that often discourages touching children physically, if you are an authority figure, because of the many ways that touching can be misinterpreted, here before me stood a man, a stranger to me, with arms open wide, like angel's wings, inviting my grandchildren into his embrace, warmed by his twinkling eyes like Santa Claus full of gifts at Christmas. Taking my grandson to school in the early morning and picking him up mid-afternoon, I have watched this man, the principal, consistently throughout the year as he lights up the lives of every child within 3 feet of his huge, hugging heart. The adults around him glow in the delight of watching so many children be received in the empowering space of love, constantly unwavering in his unspoken, silent, loud, and clear message that you are loved. Lesson number one at his school, taught the first day by a simple hug. The potential life lesson learned by each child embraced is, I am lovable. Every grown-up witnessing these kids being hugged becomes a loved child in that healing moment. I believe the greatest gift you can give a child is to light up when they enter the room. Beam at them as if they are the only one in the world in that moment. Can you imagine? A world where every child felt loved because of that one simple gesture on every adult's part. My working title for the article, writing this article, was when angels wrap their wings around you. On this very first day of what will become many years of my grandson's schooling, the causes and conditions for an open mind for learning and an open heart for socializing were born in that moment. Tears well up in my eyes just at the thought of this school principal and his silent mission on earth, spoken with a hug. In that open heart space, seeds of wisdom can be planted in fertile ground, creating the perfect environment for teaching and learning. This was such a beautiful, meaningful day in our lives. I rejoiced in the awareness that the love shared at home was going to be continued at school as a very grounding part of teaching and learning. Mr. C feels like a light worker to me, someone who is consciously connected to the light of who they truly are, an artisan of heartfelt love that shapes who they are while lighting up the worlds of all they meet in one glance of the eye or touch of the hand. They often have a smile that is heard in every word expressed, delivering notes of confidence in the tonality. I watched many times the same quality of presence he has with students be equally shared with his staff, members, and teachers. As I watched him, I saw the most powerful guiding force in relationship in action. Consistency. We all need a constant in our relationship. For him, love is what you could come to expect in forms that varied from guiding discipline to different shapes of embraces consistently. It is as if the school principal's principal mission is to hug and touch as a way to share his heart, which warmly pulses, "You matter to me." What a beautiful communication. In wondering if I conservatively calculate at 100 hugs a day times 5 days a week, being 500 hugs a week, what must the calculation be after decades of being with students and teachers? The thought of one man in one lifetime sharing love with so many lives humbles me. My life has been graced for having met this extraordinarily ordinary man. My grandchildren's lives are blessed. Thank you, Mr. C, for inspiring my life to be more and love more. We see you. We feel you. We are moved by you. We are better because of you. Thank you, Mr. C. We love and appreciate you so much. I am moved beyond words as to what your life has meant to me and my grandchildren and what you represent in terms of a school system that I believe is not broken. It's just in need of more love, more affection. Thank you for that. Bye. Wish you well.